You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Fun Strong, new last name. Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. I know you're probably like, what's going on with you today? Why don't you sound hyper? Why don't you sound like your normal self? Well, this morning, I woke up with this heaviness. I felt kind of tired, but I pushed my way to the prayer closet. And when I got on my knees, the heaviness was still there. I couldn't even tell you what was going on because it wasn't like I was thinking about anything or anyone, but I just felt grieved and heavy. I turned on this new song by Dante Bowie. I think that's how you pronounce his name, featuring Stephanie Gretzinger and Chandler Moore. It's called The Voice of God. And when I turned that song on, that's when the tears and the release just poured out of me. And as those tears and release just poured out of me, I began to pray in the spirit. I went from praying to crying, back to praying, back to crying. My nose got stopped up. My cry got harder and harder. And I really, really had no idea why I was crying, but I kept on praying in the spirit. I needed the Holy Spirit to just use me because I couldn't do it in my own strength. And you know what? Sometimes that is exactly where God wants us to be, humbled and available, you know, for his use. Not bringing our pride of consistency or our pride of routine into the prayer closet or whatever your thing is. I'm just talking about me and my thing, but just not bringing that into the prayer closet. And so as I prayed on my knees, I felt my body shift. And I landed on my right side hip, you know, I landed on my right hip. My legs were folded in a way that my body normally wouldn't acquiesce to. I was at the feet of my Father. I was laying every burden down with every tear I cried. I didn't hold back. I just cried like a baby. I cried. And if anyone had asked me, what's wrong? What's going on? I literally would not have been able to pinpoint a single thing. It was simply an intimate moment with the intercessor. I was leaning on this Romans 8:26-27 scripture. It says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. After a while of just allowing the Holy Spirit to intercede for me, I heard this notification ding. Then I heard another one, then another one. A few more chimed in. They kept coming. And every time a notification ding came in, I kept crying for each one I heard. See, these were the notifications from the 1 hour prayer challenge group that I'm leading. With every ding, it was like the Holy Spirit was ringing a bell of well done. And I was very careful to give God all the glory because it was all him, not me. Yes, I was obedient to his assignment to lead this group. But those dings of accountability that the ladies were making were all for his glory. And I was crying because I just felt honored that he would use me, that he would use Fun, that he would use someone who didn't always make the right choices and still don't, you know, that he would use me to lead people to him. to spend more time with him, to pray with him. And it was just an amazing feeling. It was an amazing feeling. And I know that just being in that posture of allowing Holy Spirit to use me this morning was exactly where he wanted me to be. See, this morning, I didn't wake up with a bold, let's go get him type of mood, you know? I woke up with a heart just willing to be used. When I pushed my way, the Holy Spirit pulled me into his way because I was a willing vessel. Weak vessel? Yeah, that's me. Weary vessel? Definitely, for sure, that's me. But a willing vessel will always allow the Holy Spirit to intervene on our behalf. When we don't have the strength or the energy, the Holy Spirit always does. He intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Like, you're just crying. It's no words. It's just a prayer time full of tears and groans from crying. So today, y'all, be encouraged to just allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on your behalf. You don't have to have it all together. You don't even have to know what to pray for. Just get intimate with the intercessor. Just allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on your behalf. Now, I know you're probably like, did you read the scriptural Bible study? I did. It was after I came out of the prayer closet, though. And after I just grabbed a cup of coffee and just sat with this feeling of intimacy with the intercessor, just allowing Holy Spirit to just take away every thought, just intercede on my behalf, Holy Spirit. Like, I just sat with that thought for a while. But then afterwards, I read the 9th chapter for the scriptural Bible study. And you know what stood out the most to me is that Moses interceded quite often for the people of Israel. So today, as you hear me, I want to ask you a question. Are you interceding for others today? Or do you need the Holy Spirit to intercede for you today so that you can be strengthened to intercede for others? Be willing either way. So what are your assignments for today? First of all, thank y'all so much for listening to the On Assignment by God podcast. Thank you for reading the blog. This is just me being on assignment for God and doing what he asked me to do. And, you know, some days it's harder than others, and I get great joy from doing it. But, you know, sometimes I believe the Lord has to pull us out of routine and consistency of where we just, you know, are just doing it without even, doing it without even thinking about it, or, you know, I don't know, just kind of in that routine type of thing. And so today, I think he just switched it up, you know, and I'm so thankful that I allowed him to switch it up, because, you know, sometimes we can be so into a routine or into, you know, our own way of doing things that we miss it when he wants to switch it up. And so today, I just thank God that I didn't miss it, that he wanted to switch it up. Like, I couldn't even, you know how you try to pull yourself up by your bootstraps? Like, it just didn't happen today. And I didn't even try, to be honest with you. I just said, you know, Lord, this is how you want to use me today. And I'm willing to be used however you want to use me. And so I just encourage you guys today to just allow the Holy Spirit to use you however he wants to use you, you know, and be vulnerable to the pulling of the Holy Spirit. Like, don't push against it. Don't push against it. Don't be stubborn or prideful about how you always do things. You know, the Lord is doing new things in all of our lives. And so when he wants to change it up, when he wants to make adjustments, just be a willing vessel. So, okay, what are your assignments for today? Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, are you willing to just lay at the feet of Jesus and allow Holy Spirit to intercede on your behalf? Like, I can't even stress enough, y'all. Like, sometimes you just gotta lay it down. Just don't even try to wield your own way. Just lay it down and be like, Lord, have your way. Holy Spirit, you pray for me today because I'm weak. I'm weary. I'm tired, you know, but I'm still gonna be obedient to what God is calling me to do. And sometimes God will shift you, but it doesn't mean be disobedient and not do what he says. It just means be more willing to be more pliable and more flexible to the shifting. All right. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.